Today is the 11th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. I'm, September 11th, so in the United States, this is always a day of commemoration, even though as time goes by, some of those events begin to fade a little bit, and I don't always talk about these very localized things because we're a global community, and there are definitely national struggles all over the world and all of our histories. But this being the 20th year, I guess I'm just thinking back and realizing 9/11, that's been a part of the story the whole time. Because all of those events on that tragic day happened before the Daily Audio Bible, which began in 2006. And so we have hit that day 20 times. And like I said, even though not always mentioning, and that's on purpose, not localizing or continually trying to be present and commenting on every global or national story. That's, first of all, not who I am, but that's also not what we're here to do. We're creating a safe oasis where we can come around the scriptures and take a step forward each and every day so that we can deal with the things that come our way, whether in our personal lives or on a larger scale. So, being one more talking head, when there's like a plethora of information flying constantly, more than we can ever ingest, has never really been what I felt that I was, that this community was called to do. There's plenty of that. We're here to stay in a rhythm that never ends, and stay in relationship with each other and with the scriptures, which informs all of that information that flies at us and allows us to choose and decide what to let in. And I don't know. Hi, how are you? I don't know where that all came from. Just thinking of where we are in the year, spending kind of every day looking back over 20 years, and imagine these different milestones. And so I guess that's what bubbles up this morning. I am grateful beyond words to be here with you today. Grateful to be able to take the next step forward. And that leads us back into the book of Isaiah now, as we're moving through into and through the prophets. And Isaiah is one of the major prophets. Today, Isaiah chapters 8 and 9. Then the Lord said to me, "Make a large signboard and clearly write this name on it: Mehar Shalal Hash Baz." I asked Uriah the priest and Zechariah son of Jeberechiah, both known as honest men, to witness my doing this. Then I slept with my wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. And the Lord said, "Call him Mehar Shalal Hash Baz. For before this child is old enough to say Papa or Mama, the king of Assyria will carry away both the abundance of Damascus and the riches of Samaria." And the Lord spoke to me again and said, "My care for the people of Judah is like the gently flowing waters of Shiloah, but they have rejected it. They are rejoicing over what will happen to King Rezin and King Pekah. Therefore, the Lord will overwhelm them with a mighty flood from the Euphrates River, the king of Assyria and all his glory. This flood will overflow all its channels and sweep into Judah until it is chin deep. It will spread its wings, submerging your land from one end to the other. Oh, Emmanuel. Huddle together, you nations, and be terrified. Listen, all you distant lands. Prepare for battle, but you will be crushed. Yes, prepare for battle, but you will be crushed. Call your councils of war, but they will be worthless. Develop your strategies, but they will not succeed, for God is with us. The Lord has given me a strong warning not to think like everyone else does. He said, don't call everything a conspiracy like they do, and don't live in dread of what frightens them. Make the Lord of Heaven's armies holy in your life. He is the one you should fear. He is the one who should make you tremble. He will keep you safe. But to Israel and Judah, he will be a stone that makes people stumble, a rock that makes them fall. And for the people of Jerusalem, he will be a trap and a snare. Many will stumble and fall, never to rise again. They will be snared and captured. Preserve the teaching of God and trust his instructions to those who follow me. I will wait for the Lord, who is turned away from the descendants of Jacob. I will put my hope in him. I and the children the Lord has given me serve as signs and warnings to Israel from the Lord of Heaven's armies, who dwells in his temple on Mount Zion. Someone may say to you, let's ask the mediums and those who consult the spirits of the dead. With their whisperings and mutterings, they will tell us what to do. But shouldn't people ask God for guidance? Should the living seek guidance from the dead? Look to God's instructions and teachings. People who contradict his word are completely in the dark. They will go from one place to another, weary and hungry. And because they are hungry, they will rage and curse their king and their God. They will look up to heaven and down at the earth, but wherever they look, there will be trouble and anguish and dark despair. They will be thrown out into the darkness. Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will be humbled, but there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, and like warriors dividing the plunder. For you will break the yoke of their slavery and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. The boots of the warrior and the uniforms blood-stained by war will all be burned. They will be fuel for the fire. For a child is born to us. A son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. The Lord has spoken out against Jacob. His judgment has fallen upon Israel, and the people of Israel and Samaria, who spoke with such pride and arrogance, will soon know it. They said, we will replace the broken bricks of our ruins with finished stone, and replant the felled sycamore fig trees with cedars. But the Lord will bring Rezin's enemies against Israel and stir up all their foes. The Syrians from the east and the Philistines from the west will bare their fangs and devour Israel. But even then the Lord's anger will not be satisfied. His fist is still poised to strike. For after all this punishment, the people will still not repent. They will not seek the Lord of Heaven's armies. Therefore, in a single day, the Lord will destroy both the head and the tail, the noble palm branch and the lowly reed. The leaders of Israel are the head, and the lying prophets are the tail. For the leaders of the people have misled them. They have led them down the path of destruction. That is why the Lord takes no pleasure in the young men and shows no mercy even to the widows and orphans. For they are all wicked hypocrites, and they all speak foolishness. But even then, the Lord's anger will not be satisfied. His fist is still poised to strike. This wickedness is like a brush fire. It burns not only briars and thorns, but also sets the forests ablaze. Its burning sends up clouds of smoke. The land will be blackened by the fury of the Lord of Heaven's armies. The people will be fuel for the fire, and no one will spare even his own brother. They will attack their neighbor on the right, but will still be hungry. They will devour their neighbor on the left, but will not be satisfied. In the end, they will even eat their own children. Manasseh will feed on Ephraim. Ephraim will feed on Manasseh, and both will devour Judah. But even then, the Lord's anger will not be satisfied. His fist is still poised to strike. Second Corinthians 12, 1 through 10. This boasting will do no good, but I must go on. I will reluctantly tell about visions and revelations from the Lord. I was caught up to the third heaven 14 years ago. Whether I was in my body or out of my body, I don't know. Only God knows. Yes, only God knows whether I was in my body or outside my body. But I do know that I was caught up to paradise and heard things so astounding that they cannot be expressed in words. Things no human is allowed to tell. That experience is worth boasting about. But I'm not going to do it. I will boast only about my weaknesses. If I wanted to boast, I would be no fool in doing so, because I would be telling the truth. But I won't do it, because I don't want anyone to give me credit beyond what they can see in my life or hear in my message. Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God. So to keep me from being proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." So now, I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Psalm 55. For the choir director, a psalm of David to be accompanied by stringed instruments. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my cry for help. Please, listen and answer me, for I am overwhelmed by my troubles. My enemies shout at me, making loud and wicked threats. They bring trouble on me and angrily hunt me down. My heart pounds in my chest. The terror of death assaults me. Fear and trembling overwhelm me, and I can't stop shaking. Oh, then I had wings like a dove. Then I would fly away and rest. I would fly far away to the quiet of the wilderness. How quickly I would escape, far from this wild storm of hatred. Confuse them, Lord, and frustrate their plans, for I see violence and conflict in the city. Its walls are patrolled day and night against invaders, but the real danger is wickedness within the city. Everything is falling apart. Threats and cheating are rampant in the streets. It is not an enemy who taunts me. I could bear that. It is not my foes who so arrogantly insult me. I could have hidden from them. Instead, it is you, my equal, my companion and close friend. What good fellowship we once enjoyed as we walked together to the house of God. Let death stalk my enemies. Let the grave swallow them alive, for evil makes its home within them. But I will call on God, and the Lord will rescue me. Morning, noon, and night, I cry out in my distress, and the Lord hears my voice. He ransoms me and keeps me safe from the battle waged against me, though many still oppose me. God, who has ruled forever, will hear me and humble them. For my enemies refuse to change their ways. They do not fear God. As for my companion, he betrayed his friends. He broke his promises. His words are as smooth as butter, but in his heart is war. His words are as soothing as lotion, but underneath are daggers. Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. But you, O God, will send the wicked down to the pit of destruction. Murderers and liars will die young, but I am trusting you to save me. Proverbs 23, 4 and 5. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to quit. In the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle. Okay, so David, writing in the Psalms today, cries out deeply expressing very, very deep human experience and emotion. Very, like, the depths of emotional pain. Probably, like, on some level, we can completely understand, if not relate, totally right now. He says fear and trembling overwhelm me. Overwhelm. And that is, like, that in a mental health perspective is called flooding. Like being overwhelmed in your nervous system because the, like, what's happening is more than can be processed in the moment. And so parts of our brain start to kind of go offline, get into this self-preservation, maybe even a trauma mode, like fight or flight or freeze. And so David is describing this, and this is being described in the Bible. Fear and trembling overwhelm me, and I can't stop shaking. That is a nervous system response. And what he says next makes perfect sense in that state of being. I wish I had wings like a dove, then I would fly away from this and I would rest. I would fly far away to a quiet place in the wilderness. How fast I would escape. Far away from this wild storm of hatred. Wow. A flight response, right? So it's all there in the scriptures right in front of us as part of our human experience. And we have probably all experienced moments that are flooded and are so overwhelming that our desire to get away is primary. I absolutely know 1,000% what this feels like. And that leads us actually into one of the most famous of the scriptures that are found in all of the Bible. One of the scriptures that get quoted all of the time. And it comes as a response to overwhelming emotional flooding. Cast or give your burdens to the Lord, and He will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. And just those words can bring comfort. I mean, when you're in the middle of a storm, right? When you're in the middle of, like, your prefrontal cortex being shut down and you are absolutely in trauma mode, those words can't always get through and be processed by the heart. But when we can breathe and think about, okay, I have a place to put this. Like, I have a place to offload some of this so that I can step back and get some context, so that I can breathe, so that I can regulate, so that I can calm down just a little bit, give myself just a tiny bit of margin. There's a place to put some of this, and that is with the Lord. And I will have to trust that He will take care of me, and that I'm not gonna fall if I can just hold on and believe. The thing about a famous passage like this one is that often, like, it's a band-aid as opposed to like an acknowledgement of wounding and a response to it in the moment. Like, that passage isn't, like, those words are not a magic spell that we can cast against our problems, and that we can just make a mantra to try to escape what we actually need to face. Just knowing those words and reciting those words won't turn them into magic. The words actually contain instructions that are clear. We have to cast. Like, give. That's the first move. The first move is to acknowledge I am overwhelmed and trembling, I'm flooded, and give some of the offload, some of this burden to the Lord. So quoting the verse isn't going to actually do that. We have to name the thing, invite God into the thing, ask and give some of it over. There's like an act of will here. I'm talking to myself as I'm talking to you, because that is not always the easy move, and that is not always even the apparent one. But if we aren't willing to share the burden, then we are left crushed by it. And if the scriptures are telling us truth, then we can cast this burden on the Lord. We can give or share. We do not have to carry it alone. It's too heavy. It is shutting us down. It is too much to process. So we can say the promise verses all day long, but we actually have to do what it says as an act of will. If we want to get to the part where God will take care of us and won't permit us to fall and slip, then we actually have to first start by sharing the burden and not trying to carry it ourselves. And that doesn't mean, like, we cast our burden on the Lord and then go back and pick it up in an hour to let it crush us again. This means that we offer our brokenness to God in the best way that we can trust, with all that we've got, not with what we don't, the best we can, and release the expectation of what's supposed to happen, because mostly what we're looking for is just simple relief. And we will run to anything that we can do to cope. And most of the places that we run to cope are going to make things worse and are going to really destroy people's lives, if not our own. So we have to share the burden and release the expectation of how it's supposed to get relieved, and invite the Spirit of Truth to show us the next step, and the next step, and the next step, allowing ourselves to be cared for, not just seeking relief, but allowing resolution and processing to come. And they don't come easy, and they don't come quick. So this is an ongoing process. I have been in moments throughout my life where my mind is so broken by things that I cannot believe to be true that I want to fly away like a bird anywhere where I can feel safe, right? Where I can get somewhere safe. Maybe safety is much more near than the flight response. Maybe it's not wings that we need to fly away. Maybe it's the act of will, of sharing the burden with the Lord, allowing Him to care for and shelter us in His wings. So Holy Spirit, definitely you're speaking to me. So I can't imagine you're not speaking to more than me. I imagine we have all have a way to relate on some level. What David is sharing today is overwhelming floodedness to the nervous system. And so some of us are in those places, things that we would call traumatic at this point. And it's hard to know how to move. And yet here we are in the scriptures being given a tool, an opportunity. We might be so shut down that we just deny that it could even possibly work, but what if? And so, Holy Spirit, we ask that you open our hearts to the what if. Like, what is the downside in getting quiet and sharing all of this? Casting, giving it to you. And releasing our expectation of relief, letting you care for us, healing these broken places, helping our minds process the unimaginable. Holy Spirit, we invite you into that. It is an act of collaboration. We acknowledge, because you already know, it's not an easy move. It's an easy move to quote the scripture. It's an easy move to see it for somebody else. It's an easy move when things are going fairly well. It's a very, very difficult move when we are flooded and shut down and in traumatic response. So it is an act of will, and we ask that you would give us the strength to make the move, to share the burden, and to begin to trust that you know the path out of this. Holy Spirit, come. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base, website and app, app store and web. You can find out what's happening around here and be connected. We're navigating through our 20th adventure through the Bible together. 20 years of this. It's hard to believe that, I've said that a bunch of times throughout the years, hard to believe that, and I'm also feeling like, where did the time go? Like, life just goes by. I'm grateful that we have, that we as believers believe that we get to live forever in eternal life, because it goes by quickly, doesn't it? So I'm just grateful to be in this 20th year of 7-day a week full time. ministry. And as we celebrate, we are doing all kinds of things this year to celebrate. And so the breathing prayer is the most latest thing that we have released, our first ever children's book. And it has absolutely been overwhelmingly well received, and we are so grateful and inspired by that. It's a little story for young and old, a little prayer for big feelings and feelings of anxiety, feelings of just disruption and dysregulation, feelings that overwhelm us. Just a way to breathe, center, get grounded, and invite Jesus. It comes from Ezekiel's life when he was a lot younger, just beginning going to school. Just a lot of separation and anxiety that he experienced. And so this became a practice in our life and our family. And now we're sharing it with everybody else. And we're so grateful to think of the impact that something so simple, so small, but so powerful can be put into practice in a child's life, in a grandchild's life, but also in an adult's life. That this is all, like, we can always get back in touch with our breath. Just getting in touch with our breath and paying attention to our breathing brings some emotional regulation. It actually brings us present when we're just focusing on breathing in and breathing out, and then inviting Jesus into just that focus is very, very grounding when we are feeling very, very overwhelmed. And so that's where the breathing prayer came from. That is available in the Daily Audio Bible shop at dailyaudiobible.com or in the Daily Audio Bible app. You can get to the shop there as well. So check that out. Please do, if you haven't yet, please do. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is September 5th, and I was just listening to the reading from today. And Ozzie Bear, you came on at the end, and I was so thankful to hear you. It's so nice to have you back with the community. And I was just thinking about some of the others that I've been missing, like Annette Allison from Oklahoma City, and Biola, and Chicago Peg, and Jersey Jane for Jesus, James, a teacher from LA, Paula, the child advocate, though I know you're not a child advocate anymore, and the bridegroom. There's so many voices that there was a caller that mentioned that the other day, how grateful she was to Prisoner of Hope for saying a goodbye, that when we don't hear your voices, that there is a longing that we miss you and that we think about you. And that regardless of the fact that we're not hearing your voices, there was also a woman from Germany that used to call in, that you're still a part of the family. We still love you. And we're still praying for you. So God bless you, family. I love you. Make it a great day.
This is Blessing, South Carolina. I'm a longtime listener, and I don't usually call in, but the Holy Spirit prompted me to call in about the lady that called in on September the 4th that's going through a divorce. Sister, I have been there, and it is the hardest thing I've ever been through, but God got me through it. So I'm going to be praying for you. I want to encourage you that God will walk with you through this grief. It is hard. I'm praying for God to send you ministering angels, people on this earth, and angels from heaven to help you get through this horrible time. God sent me people. I joined a divorce care group at my church that really helped me, single women's groups at church, and then just having Christian friends that also had been through divorce also helped me get through it. And I do want to encourage you with this Bible verse, 1 Peter 5:10-11. For the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little while. To him be all dominion. And I say that because God will strengthen you, and he will restore you, and he will support you as you go through this difficult time. And your brothers and sisters in Christ will be praying for you, that God will lift your head. God bless you. I love you.
Hello, Dad family. This is Lynn, who loves the Lord, calling in with a prayer request for two of my grandchildren. Please pray for healing for my preteen granddaughter, B, who is suffering with anxiety. I pray against trichotillomania, I pray against trichotillomania in Jesus' name, and that she would stop pulling out her hair. I pray that her parents will continue to get her the counseling that she needs, and that she would help her to understand why she feels the need or the desire to pull her hair. And secondly, I'd like, please pray for healing for my 3-year-old grandson, M, who is experiencing tummy trouble, as I call it. He has some fears about going to the bathroom, which is causing his bowels and his intestines to get all inflamed and backed up, causing pain and problems for months now. Lord, please free him from these fears and help him to eliminate the toxins from his body as you have designed us to do. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Love you all. Thanks for your prayers, and I'm praying for all of you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Karen in Florida. I'm calling in today as September the 5th. I'm a little behind in my readings here, reading August, listening to August 28th today, and just wanted to say thank you to the Lord and thank you to Brian, because everything he's saying is just exactly where I am right now. I'm actually very sick right now, but I'm also dealing with some depression a little bit, because I'm just also dealing with my son, who is struggling with addiction, and keep thinking he's doing better, and then he'll call me and let me know that he's slipped up again. And I'm grateful that he's calling me, because he's been hiding it from me for so long, but it's just very hard to, I don't know, you know, today Brian was talking about, you know, faith and, you know, being afraid and, you know, people thinking you don't have any faith or whatever, and I just, that's what I feel like. Like, I feel like I'm just at the end of, you know, asking for prayer, because I, you know, just really struggling and just feeling very depressed and sad and scared and all those things, and just wanting the Lord to intervene. And I have to have faith and trust in him. So I'm just asking for your prayers for me and my son, Nathaniel, that the Lord would just lift him up out of this dark place and set his feet on solid ground. Thank you. I appreciate your prayers.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. It's His Precious Scene One in the UK. And I've just feel led to pray over the Dab community. It's the 20th year. It's a year of celebration. It's also a year of reflection. And I just feel a compelling need to just pray over each and every single member of the Dabbed family, those who call, those who don't call, Brian, Jill, Ezekiel, everyone working behind the scenes. So let's pray. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, we just commit every member of the DAB family to you. We ask for your continued blessings, your continued grace, your continued favor upon us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for how far you've brought us. We thank you for where you are taking us to. We thank you because we know that our lives are in your hands and you take such good care of us. We bless your holy name. We thank you for the lives of every single person who has been impacted by the Daily Audio Bible. We pray, Heavenly Father, for your protection in our going out, in our coming in our moving about. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with us. We ask that you guide us, you lead us, you instruct us by your Holy Spirit. As we've been reading in the book of Job, we ask for your presence, Lord, a tangible manifestation of your presence in everything that we do, in every thought, in every action that we take, Lord God Almighty. We just ask that you continue to be with us. You continue to sustain us, uphold us, uplift us with your mighty right hand, Lord God Almighty. We bless you. We thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives. We thank you, Father, Lord God Almighty, for the little reminders of your love. And Father, we just blow sweet kisses to you, for you are faithful, dependable, and reliable God. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. God bless you.
Hello, my wonderful DAB family. This is Rosie, aka Great to Be Free in Jesus. I'm calling in to request prayer for one of my friends, one of her friends who is a pastor's wife. Her name is Cecilia. She has ALS, and the only part of her body she can move is her eyes. And right now, she's in the hospital with an infection. Would you please pray for her for healing and that God would be with her and her husband and her whole family, that he would heal her and comfort the whole family. And we know that our God is faithful and that He is Jehovah Rapha, God our healer, and He is Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. And I just want you to also know that I'm still praying for you and your families every day. And I pray for even those that don't call in, because I know they need prayer too. I love you, my wonderful DAB family. God bless you. Bye.